It's the Daily ISO with Tom Vecchio.
What's going on and welcome to the Daily ISO. I'm your host, Tom Vecchio. I'm one of the contributors over at NumberFire.com. This is a daily fantasy basketball podcast coming to you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, getting you set for the day's slate, going over any injuries, news, notes, anything that'll help you set your lineups. Podcast can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, it's on Google Play, TuneIn, Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on given platform, or if you're listening to it on NumberFire.com, you can actually download it right below. You can follow me on Twitter at @DFS_Tom. And before we get into the slate, March Madness is here. Selection Sunday is behind us and the brackets are set, so there isn't a better time than now to give NumberFire Premium a try. We've got everything you need from gambling picks to bracket advice to dominate the best time of year for college hoops. Give your first month of our all-pro package, normally $49.99 for just $19.99 when you sign up today with promo code BRACKET. That's promo code BRACKET. All you have to do is visit numberfire.com/premium for more details. The day is here. Selection Sunday is gone. Games tip off, so get in with NumberFire Premium. A lot to go over, especially if you're trying to, roll out multiple brackets, trying to get in a few more contests. We go over all the historical data, the algorithms, taking the odds, the teams, you name it, it's accounted for, and it'll all be projected there. Jumping into today's slate, six games we have tonight, and it's shaping up to be really, really solid. Right now, we don't have an over-under in one game. That is Minnesota at Charlotte, the only game without the over-under. Every other game has an over-under sitting at 218 points or higher. And then we only have one game that is Golden State at home against the Pacers. That's the only game with a spread that's higher than 10. So we're in a pretty good spot, and I will say that three of the games here, we have Denver at Washington, Utah at Atlanta, and then Detroit at Phoenix. Those three road teams are all favored by 6.5, 7, and 7 points. So we're actually in for some closer games, especially if these home teams can really step it up. And I think we should be in a very well-rounded slate. Not a ton of value out there, only six games, not compared to what we had last night with nine. And, Lillard going crazy, Harden going crazy, even in a loss. Joel Embiid was, I was all over him, last night at the end of the podcast. I said all over all over Embiid. That's who you want to be spending on, all over Lillard. And that's what we got. But let's hop into today's slate, starting off with point guard. And we have, again, a very nice selection. Steph Curry coming in at the top, 9,800. Again, I said that the Warriors are at home, 220-point over-under. They're 11-point favorites, right? And this is a bit concerning when you're paying $9,800. There's some blowout potential, combined with the fact that we have the Warriors playing down in pace by over four possessions because they're going up against Indiana. We know Indiana to be one of the better defensive teams and one of the slower teams, more importantly. Indiana comes in 10th in defensive efficiency against point guards. So, we all know Steph can get there, right? We all know Steph could reach exceed value in three quarters. We all know he can go out there, and if he's, hitting threes that game, it's going to be 30 fantasy points before halftime, 40 fantasy points before halftime. We all know that can happen. Again, just a little hesitant about, paying $9,800 for him. When we can easily go to Kemba, who, yes, is coming off a bit of a tough game. He got, foul trouble early. He only played 28 minutes in his most recent game against Philly. Put up 34 fantasy points, which is still nice, over one fantasy point per minute, but that's not the production we need when we're paying over 9,000. I do like him tonight, though, considering he's going up against Minnesota, which is just a far, far softer matchup for him compared to Steph Curry. The Minnesota Timberwolves are 25th in defensive efficiency against point guard. So the matchup on paper is just so, so much easier compared to Curry. And we also have the Charlotte Hornets also playing down in pace, but it's just not by as much. So still down in pace, but just it's about three possessions while Golden State's over four. So I'm on board with Kemba. It's actually two rough games in a row, one against Philly, one against Miami. You want to pay for him in GPPs. I think we all know he has a 50, 60-point ceiling, and it really is the spot for him to bounce back. So I'm leaning towards Kemba at the top, actually right below him. Listen, we all saw what happened to the Kings the other night with the Nets coming back, 25 points, D'Angelo Russell just going absolutely bananas in the fourth quarter, putting up points left and right. De'Aaron Fox is 8,500, and they're at home going up against the Mavericks, who are on the second night of a back-to-back. We have this game coming in with a 229-point over-under, which is the highest on the slate. Sacramento comes in as the second-largest home favorite as of now, 8.5 points. $8,500 for him. Another very strong game for him going up against Brooklyn. 43 points in 34 minutes. Kind of the production we've seen him at generally this time or for most of the season. I like the matchup for him. Like, I do. They're 16th in defensive efficiency against point guards. They're actually 28th, the Mavericks are, overall in defensive efficiency, 16th specifically against point guards. But I do like De'Aaron Fox. We know that the Kings, you know, they're fighting for a playoff spot. And they're, you know, they've looked a lot better this season than they have in years past. And this is a winnable game for them going up against the Mavericks. And I think, you know, just based on, you know, that loss that they had the other night against the Nets, this is the spot for them to really rebound, put up a nice game, you know, get that loss behind them. They're just a few games out of the playoffs. Like, they can make a run here at the end if a lot of things fall their way. So I'm on board with De'Aaron Fox. I think you have to be. Dropping down, if we really need some savings, it's going to be the Tyus Jones show once again in Minnesota. Both Rose and Teague have already been ruled out. Tyus Jones comes in at $5,300 tonight, coming off a very strong performance and has a solid matchup in front of him. Charlotte comes in 12th in defensive efficiency against point guards, and they're 26th overall. Jones was good in his most recent game, 33 minutes against the Warriors, 26 fantasy points. Yes, it's under one fantasy point per minute, but he's cheap, and we know a lot of that usage for Minnesota is going to go to, you know, most notably Karl Anthony Towns, and of course, Andrew Wiggins really as their second guy right now. So I'm on board with Jones again. And then the only real injury situation we have to worry about at point guard is Darren Collison for the Indiana Pacers. As I said, they are 11-point road dogs going up against the Warriors. But if he's not going to be starting, I assume we're going to be seeing Corey Joseph, who's $4,400 tonight. The matchup is actually pretty solid for it. Indiana, the Warriors come in 18th in defensive efficiency against point guards. And we will actually see the Pacers playing down in pace by one of the lowest differentials. So six games on the slate, obviously meaning 12 teams. And actually only three of those teams are going to be playing up in pace. That is Dallas, Utah, and Detroit are the only three teams playing up in pace. While Indiana is the first team playing quote-unquote down in pace, but it's by a very slight margin. So, you know, a nice spot to attack when it comes to Corey Joseph if he gets the start. Moving on to shooting guard, we have a loaded slate, and it's not always that we have a loaded slate at shooting guard. We have Bradley Beal, Luka Doncic, Devin Booker, Donovan Mitchell, Klay Thompson, Buddy Hield. A lot of options tonight, a lot of options. One of the guys I want to focus in on, I think, is Devin Booker, and $9,500 is an expensive price tag for him, but I really think that this is the spot we want to get him at. One, we have Kelly Oubre, who missed the most recent game for the Phoenix Suns. He has already been ruled out for the Suns tonight going up against the Pistons. We know that this is a very, very tough matchup for DeAndre Ayton, who does see an increase in usage when Oubre is off the court. So there's a couple steps here, so just hang on. So when Oubre is off the court, we see DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker both see an increase in usage, as you would assume. But this is a very, very tough matchup for Ayton, going up against Andre Drummond, and we have the Pistons coming in 6th in defensive efficiency against centers. So combined with the tough matchup and Kelly Oubre being out, hopefully we will see more of the normal extra usage going towards Devin Booker, who's in an easier spot because Detroit is 11th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. Not dramatically easier, but we know that for some reason Ayton has really struggled at times this year when it comes to, you know, some tougher matchups. And Devin Booker, you know, got a couple seasons under his belt now. Really like him at this price, but it's going to be GPPs only, right? I want to be targeting guys who are in a much, you know, softer matchup just overall for cash games. So I think we want to go to Devin Booker at the high end in GPPs. $9,500 extra usage has the best matchup or one of the better matchups on paper when it comes to the Suns, who still come in as what? They're only 7 points underdogs at home, 218 points over under. So we need to be paying attention to that. Other guys we can be looking at shooting guard. You know, Donovan Mitchell, I was on him last night, had a solid performance. He also has a decent matchup for him tonight going up against Atlanta. They are 16th in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. Again, a team we've been kind of targeting all season long. I don't think that should stop here. He's $8,800. I think we kind of know what we're going to be getting from him tonight. Buddy Hield, I'm going to be on the Kings a lot today. $7,000 I think might be a bit too cheap for him. He has seen two down games out of his recent three. 36 minutes the other night against Brooklyn, only 8 real points for a total of 26 fantasy points. Again, expecting the Kings to kind of bounce back in this game against Dallas. And it's a soft matchup for them. They are 22nd in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. So certainly on board with plenty of the Kings tonight. And then Andrew Wiggins at $6,600, I think we have to consider tonight. You know, we have the potential that Taj Gibson will be out for Minnesota. He's listed as questionable for this game. And with Rose already out, with Jeff Teague already out, the usage is going to have to go somewhere. And listen, it's certainly a great spot for Karl-Anthony Towns. We'll get to that. But the scoring will have to come from somewhere else. And Wiggins is the guy that does see a nice increase in usage when all of those other guys are off the court. So again, just keep that in mind. You know, a guy that could probably go overlooked in the mid-tier as usual. It is a good spot on paper for Klay Thompson. The Pacers are 23rd in defensive efficiency against shooting guards. It's just the spread in that game, you know, a blowout potential has me a bit worried when it comes to Klay Thompson at 8,200, which I think is a bit too too expensive for him tonight. 82 when you could pivot to Buddy Hield at 7,000 or just go up to Donovan Mitchell at $8,800, who just sees higher usage overall on that team. If you really want to drop down or need to drop down and you're looking for a bit of savings, when it comes to shooting guard, there's a few options we can go to. You know, I'm not a huge fan of going to some of these secondary role players, but I think that, you know, Kyle Korver actually makes a nice GPP option tonight. $3,900. The matchup is soft enough for him going up against Atlanta, one of his former teams, if you want to take that in consideration. He's always GPP only due to the fact that, you know, he's scoring dependent and you know, reliance really on that three-point shot. He doesn't fill in the rest of the stat sheet too much. So he's out there sometimes producing under one fantasy point per minute, over one fantasy point per minute, at one fantasy point per minute. But it really only comes down to, will he be hitting threes? So I'm on board with him as a GPP option at $3,900. And then if you really, really need to take some savings, Malik Beasley, I think, is a guy, you know, he sees some rotational minutes that do fluctuate at times, and his production also fluctuates in that time. But 18, 19, 21, 20, 26 minutes in these past five games kind of has me a little bit interested if I'm looking for, you know, a GPP punt option at $3,700. So just keep him in mind if you're, you know, looking for, you know, the potential drop option on your roster, or a guy who is in a good spot overall just may not see usage on a night-in and night-out basis. So I think shooting guard is all about living in this upper to mid-tier. Buddy Hield, obviously. Devin Booker, sure. If you want to go to Bradley Beal, I understand it, coming off a massive game. It is a bit of a middle-of-the-road matchup for them overall, and we do have the Wizards also playing down in pace. So, you know, $10,300 price tag for Beal is kind of tough to swallow when you're paying for a player paying down in pace. Moving on to small forward, where Kevin Durant is the most expensive option, coming in at $9,300. And then after him, it's a pretty big drop-off in terms of pricing. Jabari Parker is the next most expensive option at $6,700. Durant is in the same boat with Steph Curry. And combined with the fact that Durant now has been back for two games and has produced under one fantasy point per minute in both games, failing to reach value in both games, it really, I'm, you know, struggling to, you know, pay up $9,300 for Durant, who, you know, doesn't necessarily have to do a lot for the Warriors to win this game. They are 11-point home favorites. I just really, really tough to trust them tonight. That, I leave it at that. Under one fantasy point per minute in back-to-back games, you know, has me a bit worried at that price tag. So I'm not going to be going to him. We do have some other options in this mid-tier, and we do have some options if you're looking for some savings when it comes to small forward. Now, on paper, one of the best matchups is Nick Batum for the Charlotte Hornets going up against Minnesota. They are dead last in the league, 30th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. He is $5,800 tonight. He has a wide range when it comes to the potential production we see when it comes to a point, you know, fantasy points per minute. 26 minutes against Philly, 15 fantasy points. 35 against Miami, 20 fantasy points. 31 against Washington, and then 34 fantasy points. 36 minutes against Milwaukee, and 27 fantasy points. So he's kind of all over the place. One game over one fantasy point per minute, couple games below it, and then one game really, really far below it. Again, no over-under set in this game as of yet, but at $5,800, he doesn't really break the bank at all and should be able to produce, you know, 0.8 or so fantasy points per minute in a very solid matchup. Next, we do have a good matchup for Bojan Bogdanovic and the Pacers, $6,100. Again, going up against the Warriors, this 11-point spread game. The Warriors coming right now 20th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. And with Bogdanovic and the pure scoring he's been pouring in, especially recently, I do like him. I do like him tonight for GBPs. The cash game consistency isn't there when it comes to fantasy points per minute. You know, 35 minutes against the Clippers and only 24 fantasy points really isn't enough. You know, 27 minutes against Portland, he puts up 28 fantasy points. You're thinking, oh, okay, that's good enough. And then 32 minutes against Denver and 24 fantasy points. That is also not good enough. So I like him in GPPs if he can get that pure scoring going. And if they're going to be playing from behind, they're going to need some threes to really stay in this game. So I'm on board with Bogdanovic tonight. If you want to keep dropping down and take some savings, which I think might be the, you know, might be the real play at small forward. Take the savings at small forward, which will allow you to spend up elsewhere, allow you to spend up at shooting guard, allow you to spend up, you know, at for Kemba Walker at point guard, and then we'll get to power forward and center as we move on. I think there are some interesting options at small forward. So the other night when Kelly Oubre was out for the Phoenix Suns, we saw Mikal Bridges get the start. 41 minutes against Chicago. That's awesome, right? And now this is 41, 39, 37 minutes in three straight games. 41, 39, 37 minutes in three straight games. Again, that is amazing, amazing. The production is just not there. 13, 27, and 16 fantasy points in these games where he's playing, you know, 37 minutes or more in three straight. He's producing, you know, 27 or fewer fantasy points in all three games, which is really tough. That's not even close to, you know, 0.8, which is a, kind of like a threshold that I kind of look for, at least that's in some capacity. He's under, you know, 0.5 in some of these games. But we do have Kelly Oubre out. We do have him in a great matchup on paper because the Detroit Pistons come in 29th in defensive efficiency against small forwards. So the matchup on paper is amazing. The price on him at $4,900 is great. The minutes consistently in these past few games are amazing. He will, I would say, almost certainly be getting the starting role because we already know that Kelly Oubre is out. So we're working with a few different things here. Great price, great minutes, great matchup. We have a higher over-under here, and they're playing from behind. Just the consistency in the production is just so, so bad. So it's really tough to trust him in cash games. But for a GPP option, if he happens to fill up the stat sheet, maybe get a somewhat of a hot hand in terms of scoring, the Phoenix Suns can keep it close. He can creep toward, let's say, you know, 35 minutes again for him, but he puts up, you know, 28 fantasy points. I think that's good enough at $4,900. I'm not expecting one fantasy point per minute from him, though. A few more options at small forward. You know, I don't hate the idea of going to someone like Gary Harris if you need to, just for the salary relief. $4,700, I would say, brings more consistency than, you know, compared to someone like Bridges. The minutes are not as high for him during the, you know, the high 20s. He really never seems to break 30, and also a bit reliant on pure scoring. But 25, 23, and 19 fantasy points, I know that's not massive, but he is under 5K in three of his past four games, I think is good enough, especially if he can creep towards that, you know, 25 fantasy points. $4,700 tonight, I think is good. We do have the Nuggets also playing down in pace, but it's very, very slightly, so just keep that in mind. I also think you can be going to Jay Crowder or Joe Ingles again tonight, going up against Atlanta. Again, a matchup we want to attack. And we do have the Pistons as one of the three teams who are playing up in pace tonight. So small forward tonight isn't necessarily a spot I'm super excited about. You don't want to be paying up for KD, you know, producing under one fantasy point per minute, still at $9,300. All these guys in the mid-tier, I think, are good enough. Maybe, you know, if you're rolling out multiple lineups, you just diversify for the sake of it. A little bit of Nick Batum here, Bogdanovic there, Jay Crowder, throw him in there, you know, some Bridges here and there. And you kind of just mix it up because it's truly, truly not an exciting position. As we move on to power forward, it's much better tonight than most nights. And I think we have, I want to say, 5, 6, 7, 8 options we could go over. Blake Griffin immediately jumps off the page. You know, $8,400 going up against the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns come in 26th in defensive efficiency against power forwards. We have the Detroit Pistons, again, as one of the three teams playing up in pace. We know that Blake Griffin is coming off a full rest. He did not play the other night against Cleveland. Some of his recent games before the rest were not good. They were not good. 34, 26, 25, and 26 fantasy points simply isn't enough from a guy who's, you know, above $8,000 basically every single night. So I do like this spot for him on full rest, you know, at $8,400 in a pace-up spot against a weak defense. Really do like Blake Griffin to be one of the key, and I would say more popular, small power forwards on a six-game slate. I also think you can go to John Collins. We have the Utah Jazz coming in 21st in defensive efficiency against power forwards. As I've said before, I'm just a John Collins fan. Something about his game. He's just out there putting up double-doubles basically every single night. He didn't put up a double-double against Orlando, but he's put up double-doubles in six of his last seven games. 35 to 21 points against Orlando, which was down. 45, 50, 46, and 62 fantasy points in this recent stretch from him. Love the production. $8,000, I think, is firmly in play. And I kind of like Atlanta to hang around a bit in this game. I don't know if that's too much of a hot take. You know, these bad teams at home who are, you know, he's only a 7-point underdog at home. The Hawks are going up against the Jazz, who are on the second night of a back-to-back. I'm kind of on board with Atlanta tonight, so John Collins should play a pretty key part in that. We have other options at power forward. I mean, we can go to, you know, Draymond Green kind of falls in the same boat. I don't want to be paying that price when we have Golden State as 11-point home favorites. You know, we have Dwight Powell, who I've been a fan of. Derek Favors, who I think is also an interesting option, but in a tough spot. We can go to Sabonis is another guy I've been on recently for Indiana. Bobby Portis, I think, is another decent GPP dart throw. Marvin Bagley III for Sacramento is probably the guy that's going to be the most popular and immediately jumps off the page because he's going up against Dallas, who are 30th in defensive efficiency against power forwards, combined with the fact he has, you know, two 36-point performances in back-to-back games. The minutes are starting to get there for him, obviously, coming back from the injury. 19, 20, 21, and 29 minutes in his most recent game against Brooklyn the other night. Hopefully we see him, you know, maybe not down at 21, maybe not down at 29, but hopefully a floor of 25 or so that can creep up towards 29, 30 minutes. I think that's the spot we want to have him in. $6,600, I think, is a great price tag. We do have the Kings playing down in pace. So again, a couple positives, couple negatives on each side of the equation. But I think he's in a good spot, especially 21 and 28 real points in back-to-back games. We do have the Hornets in a good spot going up against Minnesota, who are 23rd in defensive efficiency against power forwards. The question becomes is, who's it going to be tonight? You know, Marvin Williams or Frank Kaminsky? You know, I'm leaning towards Kaminsky. The production has just been better for him as of late. 21, 21, 15, 19, 23 fantasy points in this recent stretch. Now, of course, that's not amazing, but 19 or more in four of his past five with, you know, 21 or more minutes in each of these games is just better than Marvin Williams. And Frank Kaminsky is cheaper at 47 compared to Marvin Williams, who's 51. We have Marvin Williams out here producing 9, 19, 18, and 19 fantasy points in his last four games. You know, hasn't broken 20 fantasy points. So it's just something to consider when it comes to a cheaper option and power forward who at least is being productive on a, you know, a point per dollar basis, not necessarily a point per minute basis. But Kaminsky at 47 really brings some nice value, I think, into your lineup. So power forward, I think, is a really nice spot tonight, and it might go overlooked because everyone's going to say, oh, I want to spend up at point, you know, shooting guard. I want to spend down at small forward. And of course, we'll get to center, which you really, really want to spend up at tonight. And I think spending up potentially at power forward could be a nice GPP spot that should come in at lower ownership. And lower ownership, I mean by the combination of players at lower ownership. If you spend up for Blake Griffin and John Collins, the two most expensive power forwards, you'll likely spend down at other positions where people are spending up, so it'll help you be different in tournaments. So certainly on board with this roster construction path tonight. When it comes to center, yes, you want to be spending up at center. If you're rolling out multiple lineups, these are the kind of nights that you really, really enjoy. Karl-Anthony Towns, Andre Drummond, Nikola Jokic, Rudy Gobert, all on the slate. The injury news we do have to pay attention to is DeMarcus Cousins for Golden State. He is $8,600 tonight. I've gone on and on about Golden State because they are at home. They are 11-point favorites. They are playing down in pace. It is a tough pill to swallow when you're rostering guys in this kind of situation. He's $8,600. The matchup for him is good enough on paper if he were to be playing going up against Indiana. They're 21st in defensive efficiency against centers. If for some reason he doesn't start, the Warriors think that, you know, they can pull out the win without, you know, DeMarcus Cousins coming back. They're going to give him an extra day of rest, whatever it may be. We're probably going to see Andrew Bogut start. I'm taking a guess right now. He got the start the other night. They still have Kevon Looney. They still have Jordan Bell. But Bogut is the most productive out of the three and is $3,500 tonight, min salary. So someone you have to keep your eye on, but it is a West Coast game, so we may not have that information. When it comes to the top three options at center, I mean, this is where we want to be spending money, right? We want to be taking the savings at small forward. We want to, you know, potentially take some savings at shooting guard. We want to be spending up at center. We have Karl-Anthony Towns, Drummond, and Jokic, and even Rudy Gobert, as I said. So on paper, it's the best spot for Cat at 11.5. Towns going up against Charlotte, 27th in defensive efficiency against centers. Right behind him, Nikola Jokic going up against Washington, 25th in defensive efficiency against centers. Then we have Andre Drummond, 10.9, going up against Phoenix, who are 24th in defensive efficiency against centers. And then Rudy Gobert going up against Atlanta, who are 18th in defensive efficiency against centers. All of these guys are in great spots, right? 11.5 is the most expensive for Towns. But then we get into Drummond at 10.9, Jokic at 10.1, and Rudy Gobert at 9.4. I think all of these guys are kind of, I want to say, coin flips against each other, right? Where we have, we do have the Timberwolves playing down in pace, but we also have the Nuggets playing down in pace slightly. We do have the Jazz playing up in pace. We do have the Pistons playing up in pace. But we do have, you know, some other usage issues we have to worry about on the team. I do think this is a great spot for Blake Griffin, as I said. So we may not need to see Andre Drummond post another massive, massive 20-20 game. So we have to pay attention to that. You know, how are we going to leverage, you know, the players kind of against each other on their own team if we know one player specifically is in a better spot and the other player's in a good spot but not as good. So for me tonight, I kind of want to have exposure to all of them. I don't know if that's the right course of action, but I think I'm going to be prioritizing them in this order, taking into account everything. Price, the matchup on paper, if they're playing up in pace, down in pace, the over-under, the spread. I think you have to take this all into account every single night when it comes to, you know, players within the same price tier. You know, when we have, you know, Harden and, you know, Beal and Doncic all on the same slate, who do you go to? When we have Antetokounmpo and Paul George and LeBron on the same slate, it's the same thing. We have to take in all the factors, we want all the information, and then make the decisions based off of that. So what it comes down to, I think, is going to be Rudy Gobert on the road going up against Atlanta. They're playing up in pace, and it's still a good matchup. Atlanta, 18th in defensive efficiency against centers. Then it's going to be Nikola Jokic at 10.1 going up against Washington, or 25th against centers. And we do have Denver playing down in pace by the second lowest margin, or, you know, it's Detroit playing up in pace, and then it's the first team playing down in pace is Indiana, and then it's Denver. So Denver slightly down in pace, which is actually okay for them. Then going to be targeting Towns, then going to be targeting Drummond. The spot for Towns with all of these guys potentially off the court, Taj Gibson listed as questionable. We know that Teague is out. We know that Rose is out. It's going to be Towns as the guy who has like the highest raw projection of points. Then we want to go to, I want him, you know, over Drummond. I think Drummond might be last because I think Detroit is going to try and feed the ball to Blake Griffin just to kind of get him, you know, back in the mix, get a, I want to say, a confidence game under him after, you know, a couple down games, after taking a full day rest. And the matchup is just so solid for him on paper that they really should be able to feed the ball to Griffin pretty efficiently tonight. So I want to go to Gobert, then Jokic, then Towns, then Drummond, taking into account everything, price, matchup, consistency, playing up in pace, spread, over-under, all of these things. I want to go to them in that order. If you want to drop down, like I said, Bogut is the punt option on this slate. If you really need to take the savings at center, if you really need to take the savings, I think that's fine. Going to Willie Cauley-Stein will probably go overlooked, $5,500. It is a good matchup for him going up against Dallas, who are 20th in defensive efficiency against centers. I think he is firmly in play. And then, you know, going to Miles Turner, I don't hate for GPPs at $7,900. We have the Warriors coming in right now, 12th in defensive efficiency against centers. And he's coming off of two very strong games, 37 and 45 points. So I think that center is the spot where we're going to be looking at some of these guys putting up 50, 60 fantasy points tonight. It's really as simple as that. So I'm on board with center tonight. Spend all the way up. All right, so that does it for today's podcast. As always, it can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Spotify. Tune in. It is across the industry. Make sure to subscribe. You can follow me on Twitter at DFS_Tom. And until next time, good luck in your contests.